broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. Let me preface this by saying, first off, we've got Waikele sold out, and Kapolei has an 8:30. And over at Kauai Lagoons, there's a 9:15. Poipu Bay has a 9:20. Makalei has a 10:48. 8:42 at Volcano. Makaha East, a 9:08. Wailea, the Gold Course, has a 9:27. The Kahili Course has a 10 o'clock. So you're saying, I'm asking myself, how many of you are actually going to go out when the winds are 15 to 30 miles an hour and stronger gusts? It's pouring rain. You're nice and dry, but you're going to go, yeah, I got this tea time. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to go get wet. I bet you a whole bunch of you are going to do that if you've got tea times. But I think a lot of people want to cozy it up. It's nice and cold. It feels so good in bed. And I'm going to entertain you. So what the official forecast is, mostly cloudy across the state for the most part on Oahu and Maui. Cloudy, occasional showers, leeward showers likely. I like this. This means it's going to be rainy. It's going to be windy. And the winds are 15 to 30 out of the northeast. And that's why we have this fabulous chill in the air. Jason Glass and Landskill, TPI's Titleist Performance Institute. Jason Glass is a strength coach, and host of Coach Glass podcast. And Landskill is Titleist Performance Institute, golf fitness, golf performance coach, movement coach. You can find Jason on his website and Lance on his website if you'd like to find out more about any one of their particular strengths. But first, before we introduce you to them, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And I want to welcome our new sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu, and they're having their holiday sale and their warehouse clearance through December 21st. Oahu Extraction, that is when it floods, or water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction. Oahu Extraction is 24/7 on-site in 90 minutes. That's Oahu Extraction. All right, it is my pleasure to have Landskill and Jason Glass, both Titleist Performance Institute, TPIs. They're on the show with us this morning. If you see someone TPI certified, Lance or Jason probably had something to do with their certification. Meet Skyman and Glassman. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. We got together a couple of times before. It seems like it's been a long time. Before I ask you the Tiger Woods question, why don't we just get straight to what is, and you want to take this first, Lance, what is the Titleist Performance Institute?
The Titleist Performance Institute is the world's leading entity on helping golfers of every skill level learn how to improve the game, with the centerpiece of their body being a prime mover in that. So understanding how your body is positively or negatively impacting your golf swing, your health, your longevity, your distance, and then offering solutions on how to get better at a game we love so much and sometimes can be, you know, frankly, frustrating.
Frankly, very frustrating. Jason, what is Titleist Performance Institute as a strength coach?
Well, I really see it as two things. The very first thing is removing the barriers that are kind of the physical limitations that are holding people back from playing their best golf. But then we go a little deeper. Once we've removed those limitations and you're moving well and you're feeling great, then we can add a performance layer, which is like specific strength and conditioning and power and speed techniques that will enhance your game, but specific to the game of golf, which is very, very different type style of training.
Okay, so bottom line is getting your body in shape so it's ready to make that swing, and then deeper, learning how to make that contact with the ball when you come down, and however it is you flick that head into the ball, using that the motion of your body to get the most out of the contact.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So Tiger Woods, biggest story of 2018, the way he came back, maybe the greatest sports comeback of all time. Of course, he then won the Tour Championship at the very end of the season, like putting the cherry on top of everything as we watched him come so close. This was his 80th win on the PGA Tour. He's won more. He's won over 100 events worldwide. Now, what's interesting is I was watching, I was going like, okay, there's something about his walk. And then they said, well, he's changed his shoe from metal. He's been wearing metal spikes all this time. That really digs you into the ground, and you can use that earth in addition to your muscles to really nail that ball and keep you balanced. He's changed to soft spikes. And he says the reason he's walking gingerly, though, it has nothing to do with anything, the back, the knees. It's his ankles. His ankles are hurting. And I was wondering what Lance and Jason thought about what they thought when they heard that. I know they don't work with Tiger Woods, but just they must have had as experts in their fields. And I understand, Lance, you specialize in feet and ankles and hips. Tell us what your thoughts were.
Well, the one thing I want your listeners to understand is a little bit about the background of the human body. So, very simple concept. The human body is made up of a series of alternating joints. Now, there's going to be certain joints that have characteristics of mobility and certain joints that have characteristics of stability. And they work in an alternating pattern. So the bottom of the foot is a very stable section of the body because it has to bear the weight of the entire body and interact with the ground. One joint up, you know, is the ankle. One joint up is the knee, right? The ankle is mobile, very free to move. And then the knee is very stable. The hip is mobile. The lower back is stable. So there's your alternating pattern. Now, Tiger wearing those very stable shoes with the metal spikes in them created a very, very solid and stable and firm environment for all those years. Now, suddenly you switch to a spikeless shoe, which becomes less stable. What ends up happening is potentially, now this is a potential, the brain gets the message that, the foot is no longer as stable as it has been for the last 15 years. And the ankle joint starts to say, well, I'm going to offer some stability from my section to the foot to help out. But the problem is now the ankle is not moving in the right manner that it needs to for that vicious swing, not ugly, but it's very powerful. And so the ankle takes and absorbs forces that it hasn't been used to for 10, 15 years. And therein lies a problem that oftentimes goes overlooked with our golfers is the shoe wear we choose. And unfortunately, Tiger may be experiencing a little bit of that.
I get it. I mean, that makes so much sense. It has nothing to do with whether his ankles are going out on him. It has everything to do with his body not being accustomed to making that move. Now, why would you change from something that you've been using, the metal spikes, to go to the soft spikes?
Well, okay, there's a couple reasons at his level why they're doing that, because Nike might say, hey, we paying you $25 million a year. You can put the shoes we want. That may be an unmovable factor in the equation. The other thing is, oftentimes, we will put on shoes that feel comfortable, that are productive for us in certain ways, and not understand the effects of it. I'll give you a quick story. We had a player out at Titleist, a PGA Tour player in the top 10 in the world in distance, sign a new contract for FootJoy about 5 or 6 years ago. And he came in and he was going to get paid a handsome amount of dollars well into the millions, for playing this new shoe, which is a very stable, firm, wide shoe. So he comes out and his ball speed's typically around 181, 182 miles per hour.
Wow.
He puts the shoes on and his ball speed goes down to 165 miles an hour. He loses over 15 miles an hour ball speed. And the only difference was he put the shoe on, he could no longer function with that shoe on. So we had to call the CEO of FootJoy and say, listen, you're going to have to change the shoe or else this golfer won't be on tour much longer. And then the executives had to make a decision. So I honestly think Tiger's probably messing around with comfort because he's at the end of his career or toward the end of his career.
Certainly, yes.
And comfort trumps everything else. And the problem with that is one little change in that cascade effect can, set off a lot of different things.
That's fascinating. And what you were saying about the foot being the stable, the ankle being the mobile, the knee being the stable, the hip being the mobile, the back being the stable, what you're saying is changing that on the bottom affects everything as you move all the way up to the top. And that's well done. Thank you very much. Yeah. The next one, we're going to go to Jason here. It's about junior golfers. I mean, we've got junior golfers getting to this game at record numbers. And strength is a big thing. They all want to get stronger. They want to be more powerful. They want to build their bodies. You know, we hear about kids, you know, in starting to lift at 12, 13, 14 years old. And, you know, Bryson, when he was at Sony Open, he played in the a little pro-am that junior golfers have with the professionals, and they do three holes together. And he filled in for somebody who couldn't make it. He was slender. He looked like a kid, like somebody just coming out of high school, going into college. He probably was. He's only 25, but he's changed his body. It's transformed. It's incredible. But I was curious, Jason, strength coach, performance, and using weights over Titleist Performance Institute. What do you suggest for parents with children? When's the right time to get them into the weight room?
Well, the most important thing to recognize is that you can exercise at any age. It doesn't matter what the age is, but you're not going to get really muscle gains or changes in the muscle tissue really until you've gone through puberty and you have the hormonal support to make those kind of changes. So we train our kids up here in Vancouver. I have a junior academy here called the Tour Performance Lab. We train our juniors at the age of 5 years old, 6 years old, but they're unweighted. We're just teaching them how to exercise and love exercise. But once they go through puberty, now we can start to load the body and start to add resistance. And there's two parts to this. Just the fact that you're growing and you're going through puberty and you're going to get bigger anyways. So Bryson, I'm not sure if he got bigger strictly through training, but he also just turned into a man, which makes a big difference. If you look at Tiger Woods, when he was even 19, 20 years old in those college years, he was tiny.
Yeah.
And now you see him, he's a full-grown man. So we have to be very, very careful about trying to accelerate the natural growing process. But on the other end, at that age, really, we just want to get our kids to absolutely love exercise and think that exercise is part of their life, not just to get bigger muscles, but just to live a healthy lifestyle involves fitness. So past that, at that age, it's easy. I really find training juniors is easy. Get them with a good strength coach that knows what they're doing, that can do it safely without causing any long-term issues through bad technique and bad form.
Well, that's perfect, because if you start them young, then you can teach them without any weights the right form. And then once they get the right form, right?
That's right. You need to make sure that their technique is sound at first, because they are brand new athletes with perfect moving. They usually move beautifully and they have no limitations. So let's start with a good building base of them understanding how to move their body effectively and how to move resistance using their body.
That's wonderful. Okay, we're talking right now with Titleist Performance Institute's Lance Gill and Jason Glass. Lance Gill is what is your forte, Lance? How would you describe yourself?
Well, Jason and I talk about this all the time. I think what I specialize in is identifying dysfunctions in the human body as they relate to we'll call them hurdles or roadblocks in your golf game. So if you're having trouble slicing the ball, if your lower back is hurting, if you're not getting the distance you want, my specialty is understanding where the source that dysfunction is coming from. Be it a technical issue, a physical issue, an equipment issue. And then from there, I would say personally, I find it a very successful road to implement movement corrections to help you understand how to get through those physical roadblocks. Now, much of my work doesn't entail the higher level, more advanced strength conditioning that Jason does. I always say that I get my athletes prepared to work with Jason and his expertise, because what he does is it takes athletes into excellence. So it's a big continuum where I'm just removing all those physical limitations. And I'm not saying Jason doesn't do that, but that would be my expertise in getting the athlete prepared for higher level function. And then, well, that's when the real fun starts. I call it the sexiness of golf fitness.
That's nice. Lance Gill, you can find Lance at lgperformance.com, lgperformance.com. And I was always calling him a performance and movement coach. So he's told you exactly what he specializes in, something that all of us can relate to. Because once you've, if you haven't started at the age of 5 or 6 in moving and proper mechanics of your body, you've probably developed some pretty interesting habits by the time you get into your 30s and 40s. You know, it doesn't have to be 50s or 60s. And Jason Glass, Jason, we were talking about his forte being strength training. Would you like to add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's quite simple, and I think Lance put it very well. Like our products that we sell, like as an individual, the community to the golf community. Lance, when you're talking about limitations, and you're talking about restrictions, like you can't touch your toes, you can't squat, you can't rotate enough. Those require very personalized care and attention. And that's why Lance's RTP, his training program, online training program, is very him speaking and him and his coaches speaking to you as an individual. Where, to be honest with you, strength and conditioning is very simple as long as you have the plan. It's like giving somebody a recipe and saying, do you want to bake a cake? Absolutely, I got the recipe for you. It's quite simple. So my program is more like a P90X on my website, Load and Explode program. It's like a P90X for golf, where you can just watch the video, follow along, and get the results. But you got to understand that those are the two paradigms. If you have restrictions and you're either limited in some way and you don't have the range of motion that you're looking for, then definitely you need to look into Lance's program so he can identify your specific needs. But then on my Load and Explode program, it's like, okay, now, like, just watch the videos, get fit, get in shape, load and explode.
So if you watch the video and you say, I can't do that, you need to get in touch with Lance Gill.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's perfect. Jason Glass, you can find him at jasonglassperformancelab.com. jasonglassperformancelab.com. And Jason also has a podcast, and that is Coach Glass. Where can we find it?
Yeah, it's the Coach Glass podcast on iTunes. We're very proud to say that we've had our podcast for 5 years and have over 500,000 listeners, and we have over 267 episodes for your listeners to catch up on.
And do you both, are you on there together sometimes?
Absolutely. We have a show called The Glass and Gill Show on there, where it's really just me and Lance, two buddies, sitting down and enjoying a conversation. And then there's lots of episodes that are, other interviews and also one-on-one stuff, different topics. So really you just want to search through, find a topic that interests you and have a listen.
That's great. Okay. Now, on the gadgets end of the, because it's that time of year and people are curious about gadgets and aids and what have you, how to get better using different technology. We've got TrackMan. Video, of course, feedback came in big when everybody got their camera, the phone, and they could video themselves or have somebody do that for them. There's the K-Vest. I'm curious, you guys are on the inside. Have you heard of anything that's in the works that's coming out? I mean, we had the brain scan thing going on where you could, what's cooking?
Well, couple things that are cooking in our world is we're messing around. Let's talk about the brain science for a little bit. A company called Halo Neuroscience is really starting to put together some brain mapping software, which I'm going to dumb it down, and by no means is this the technical description, but it allows us to tap into different parts of our brains to receive information better. So if I am going to schedule a coaching session with Jason Glass about getting some better rotational performance for my body, what you would do is put these little headphones on for 20 to 30 minutes prior to the workout session, and you're going to go through these drills and exercises. It feels like meditation, but what it's doing is allowing you to tap into the part of the brain that will receive information from your coach or your educational source way more effectively. A lot of our tour players are doing this before they go into their coaching sessions, before they go into their putting sessions, so that they can retain and receive information more effectively. And I think that's a very, very new frontier, which is based in very old medicine. And we're just starting to be able to get the technology to do it in a very simplified manner of just putting headphones on versus going into a lab, shaving your head, and putting 30 electrodes on your skull.
Yay!
So this is really cool stuff. I know. The other thing I would say is really on the forefront is motion capture. There's been a lot of companies that are trying to develop a motion capture system that has no sensors. So you could walk into a room that has 10 cameras in it, and those cameras will look at your body and be able to find what we'll call the center of all your joints. And then you can do whatever you want. You can do a move, ballet, golf, bowling, doesn't matter. And it's going to be able to track every single one of your motions and tell us quantifiably what you're doing so we don't have to guess. So that equipment's on the forefront, and that's going to be a game changer for human motion analysis and swing analysis, if you will. So I think I want everybody to keep an eye out for those, because that will definitely help improve this game.
Wow. Gosh, Lance, that's incredible. Jason, in about 60 seconds, do you have something you wanted to add?
I just want to make sure that everybody gets on their Christmas list the Daniel Tucker swag. I wanted them to get, do you have shirts? Do you sell shirts? What have you got? Have you got mugs?
We need to invest in all of those things. Good idea.
I think you should, because I want one for Christmas. I'll tell you what.
Oh.
I think the best thing you can do on for getting your performance ready, there's so many great opportunities where you can get experts online and you can reach them. So really, just if you're interested in this stuff, go search out experts in the field of things that you're interested in, and just go down a rabbit hole and see the wonderful things that you can create with your body through exercise.
And that's why we have Lance Gill, LGPerformance.com, and Jason Glass, JasonGlassPerformanceLab.com. Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure, as always, talking with you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely.
Aloha.
Until next time, Daniel.
Yes.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Ted Bishop, the 38th president of the PGA of America, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And I want to welcome into the clubhouse Ted Bishop, GM of the Legends Golf Club in Indiana. He's the creator, the owner, the operator, the greenskeeper, the 38th president of the PGA of America, 2013 through 2014, the driving force behind Drive, Chip, and Putt, and he's on the editorial staff, and he's a writer with Morning Read. Now, just about the day after I read this astounding final announcement, we've been hearing rumors, but this was really incredible. The PG of America is moving its headquarters from Palm Beach County, Florida to Frisco, Texas. The 2018 best place to live in America. Did you know that? Frisco, Texas. It'll anchor a 600-acre mixed-use development, initial investment worth more than $500 million. They've got the city there involved. The governor is involved of Texas. Multi-businesses are involved. And, of course, the PGA of America. They're going to have two championship courses. I mean, the list goes on. They're going to have PGA championships played there. A Ryder Cup, of course, will be played there. Expected to open in 2022 with a hotel, a convention center. Wow. You know, it's the first event that's going to be there is the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in 2023. So this is moving right along. But then the day after, I read this really, really great article. And it's from Ted Bishop in Morning Read. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ted.
Hey, Danielle. Always great to be with you.
I found this feedback, too. Talk about a convergence of stories. On Thursday, Morning Read featured Ted Bishop's fantastic ideas about combating entitled lazy players who won't take care of the golf course. It's time to erase marks, of course, clods. And I thought, wow. And so I'm reading this. It's time to erase course clods. We need to focus on this because this is so important.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about this. You know, I spend a lot of my time on the golf course, really, right now doing golf course maintenance. I got into the business with a college degree from Purdue in agronomy and turf management. So I really enjoyed that part of my job the last couple of years. And almost on a daily basis, Danielle, I sit on a machine or I'm driving around the golf course, and I just see too many times where golfers are not really carrying through with what I think are their basic responsibilities, which come down to doing things like raking bunkers, fixing ball marks, filling divots, following cart directional signs. And I know, you know, for probably all the people listening to this show who are avid and caring golfers, those things just seem to be routine and they all do it and don't think twice about it. But particularly on public golf courses, not everybody does that. So as I was writing that story for Morning Read and I was getting near the end, I thought, you know, there's got to be some degree of player accountability here, or this is just all lip service. So, yeah, you know, what we're going to do in 2019 is, you know, if it's my Rangers, myself, maybe even a couple of people on our maintenance staff, if we do see a player violate one of their basic golfer responsibilities, then we're going to politely try to explain to them what they did wrong, and we're going to issue them a written warning ticket, just like a policeman might give you if you got pulled over for speeding. And we're going to log that information in the database, and if that player happens to commit a second offense, then they're going to be suspended for 30 days from playing our course. And if it happens three times in the same calendar year, then they're going to be permanently banned.
Wow.
And you know, I think the whole key here is that initial experience that you have with the customer, Danielle, and it's presenting it in you know, in a friendly, positive manner. At the same time, letting them know that they're going to be accountable, and the people in their group be accountable. And I have to tell you, just the response in the last couple of days, particularly from people that play here every day who do care about these things, has been overwhelmingly positive. And any golf course operator that's listening to this show kind of knows what I'm talking about. But, you know, the onus is on us as operators, too. And that means plenty of communication in the golf shop, on the golf cars, on social media, verbally with the Rangers and starters and staff, just to make players more aware of what their responsibilities need to be.
I love it because what you said, you know, as an owner, you prepare for daily play by mowing the greens, the tees, the fairways, the roughs. You rake and smooth the bunkers. You keep the hazards marked. You move the tee markers. You all these things, that's just the basics, as you wrote in Morning Read. Now, what's the golfer's responsibility? to leave the course in the same or better condition than found. I mean, it's really simple.
Well, it is, and the golfer's responsibility, as you know, is to all those people who are playing behind them. And, you know, I thought there was a lot of feedback on this story the following day from many readers, but there was one comment that I thought really kind of epitomizes what the problem is. And a gentleman had made the statement, I don't know what Bishop charges at his golf course to play, but I didn't sign up to be on the maintenance crew. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we don't charge much, particularly by Hawaii standards. I mean, you can play here for $30 to $50 pretty much all the time, but I think that sums up the mentality of a lot of people, unfortunately, is, hey, I've paid my greens fees, so, you know, I'm entitled to go out and play, and I shouldn't be responsible for any of the on-course maintenance. And, as again, your responsibility as a player is to all those people who are playing behind you. And put yourself in their position. If you hit a shot into a greenside bunker and you're in a footprint because somebody in front of you didn't rake it out, then obviously you're penalized, and the game wasn't meant to be played that way.
I've got a great idea. You know, for those people who don't think it's their responsibility to rake the bunker for the next person coming, right? You can attach a greenskeeper to their group, right? And then they pay $100 for that person's time, or maybe it should be $200 for that person's time to follow them along, and then their green fee will be $250. And then that way they, you know, they'll pay for what they say is something that they shouldn't have to do. Ted Bishop, as a former PGA of America president, were there talks back in 2013, 2014 of the PGA of America moving from Florida? Did it already start bubbling then?
No. It was, you know, when I started reading about this and hearing it, probably a little over a year ago was the first time that that I'd heard anything about it. And I will have to say, I really have kind of come 360 on the whole idea, Danielle. And I think that the PGA of America got a tremendous deal. It's my understanding that this move is not going to cost them anything. Wow. That is being subsidized across the board by the city government, possibly the state, but certainly the developers that are involved. And you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the complex that they're going to have, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. And so I take my hat off to the PGA leadership for being able to put this deal together. I know this rumor's been out there for 11 or 12 months, and I'm sure it is complicated and sophisticated as it actually is. It just took a long time to get it done. And if you know a little bit about the current leadership structure of the PGA, the chief operating officer is Darrell Krall, who was formerly the executive director of the Northern Texas section. And I'm sure Darrell, who previously had worked in Dallas in the Frisco area prior to coming to Palm Beach Gardens, he had a lot of contacts there, and I'm sure his fingerprints were all over this deal. And so I think in the long run, it's going to be a great thing for the PGA of America. It kind of gets them out of Florida and gets them out of the shadow, I think, of the PGA Tour and the LPGA. As one who had to fly into West Palm Beach many times, you couldn't get a direct flight, so now you've got, obviously, a much bigger airport. And in terms of the location of the office, it's far more centrally located for PGA members around the country than Florida, you know, was at one time. So, you know, I think, you know, that part of it's all good. I still think, as I've said many times on this show, I don't know that outside of the PGA Tour, if there's an organization in golf who is in better shape financially right now than the PGA of America is with the two TV deals that they've done in the last 5 years. That would be the NBC deal with the Ryder Cup extension through 2030, and then most recently the CBS extension on the PGA Championship. So the PGA's got a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. And I think the real challenge for their leadership going forward, given their tax structure as a nonprofit association, is going to be able to see how they can utilize those financial resources for the betterment of their 28,000 members and apprentices.
It's fabulous. I mean, everybody here at the Aloha section is jumping for joy that they don't have to fly to Florida from here. It's a much more reasonable airfare to go to Texas, right? A direct flight in. And this is this group of people, I mean, when they came together, the organization said, yes, we're going to do this. Then they went to, there were votes by the Frisco City Council, the Economic and Community Development Corporations, the Frisco Independent School District Board of Directors weighed in on this. So this is not just two corporations, you know, a nonprofit and other corporations working. This is an entire community of people working together to make this incredibly large mixed-use development. And I was just looking at all the different things that are going to be there. In addition to the two championship golf courses, there's going to be the short course, there's going to be practice areas totaling 45 holes, a clubhouse, class AA office space, 500-room Omni Resort, 127,000-square-foot conference center, technologically advanced retail village, parks, open space, several miles of trails to complement the development. It's massive, it's huge, and it sounds really, really exciting that they're doing this for the growth of the game programming of all 41 sections. Lovely.
Yeah, I think, you know, the only downside, and there is a downside to this, you know, the PGA of America headquarters in Palm Beach Gardens employ, there's probably close to 250 people that work there on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of those mid to lower level jobs, which are extremely important jobs for those people and their families, that may not be the mobile jobs, mobile positions, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, they can't move. Yes.
They can't move. I mean, their spouse is working in that greater Palm Beach area, so a move is not going to be in the works for them. And there's been a lot of really good and loyal employees who have worked behind the scenes for many years that have helped the PGA of America be successful and provided a lot of member services. So for those people, you know, I do feel bad. But in the grand scheme of things, and I think you look at what, you know, this could do for the PGA of America 10, 15, 20 years down the road, I think it's a great thing. And, hey, I can't compliment, you know, the immediate past and present PGA leaders enough on their foresight. But more importantly, their creativity in being able to pull a deal off of this financial magnitude and really not put the PGA of America in any compromising position from a financial standpoint.
It's fabulous. Thank you, Ted Bishop, GM, the Legends Golf Club in Indiana, creator and owner and operator and greenskeeper. And let's all take care of those bunkers, you know, fix your divots, fix the ball marks that you find on the greens. Be nice, because that's what it's all about. You leave the course in the condition you find it in, or better than how you find it, so that the person behind you will enjoy it as much as you are. Thank you, Ted, for being on the show.
Hey, great. Always great being with you, Danielle, and have a happy holiday season.
Happy holidays. Aloha. We're going to come back. Joe Passoff, senior editor of many publications, a Golf Writers Association of America award-winning golf journalist. He's been chosen as the 2019 recipient of the ASGCA Donald Ross Award. That's Joe Passoff. I got a chance to meet Joe in his home state of Arizona, and we'll be talking with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it.
Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And I'd like to welcome our new sponsor, Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, you know, comes pouring in your house, or mud comes inundating your home, or worse, the sewer pipes have broken. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. The number is 808-201-2140. 808-201-2140. Okay, as I mentioned just a minute ago, and I wanted to start this over because he's here now. Joe Passoff, Golf Writers Association of America award-winning golf journalist, has been chosen as the 2019 recipient of the American Society of Golf Course Architects Donald Ross Award. It's given every year since 1976. He's in the clubhouse now. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Good to be back with you.
I know. It's wonderful hearing your voice, and it's been far too long. But when I saw this, American Society of Golf Course Architects, I thought, Joe must be thrilled to have the American Society of Golf Course Architects give you this 2019 ASGCA Donald Ross Award. What were your feelings?
Well, as my grandfather used to say, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye, that's for sure.
Okay. I just thought when the Golf Course Architects award a writer with this particular award, it was very, very significant. And what they wrote about when they said it's because there are so many critics in the game, but Joe was among the small group of true golf writers in contrast to the scores of golf critics. He is communicating about golf courses today, the rare journalist who understands the history, the culture, the strategy of the game, and is producing thoughtful pieces that help the golfing public understand what golf course architects do. Wow.
Well, those are some very kind words. Jeff Bloom, the president of the Architect Society, was very nice about it. The other architects that I've gotten to know over the years, I think it's just been something that's mutually beneficial. I've enjoyed learning from them in addition to studying them, critiquing them, and that kind of thing. But, you know, Danielle, I mean, we live in a world right now where sometimes to be heard, you've got to shout. You know, you've got to go negative and try to get your point. And I just never have felt comfortable going down that road. Okay, for better or worse, call me a dinosaur, but it's not that it's pure flag waving on my part. I just think there's more room, especially in golf course design, to accommodate all styles, all different ways of expression, and that's what golf course architecture is. Is a way to express yourself, you know, through molding of the land, and I think that there's not just one right way to do it. there are many, many different ways. It's just some prefer this one over that one. And as much as I can, I try to communicate, you know, how much I admire the variety in architecture.
That's interesting. And people listening now may not think of this as, you know, being a forefront of their mindset. But in golf course architecture, there are those people who say this person is wrong the way they do it. This person does it better. This person doesn't know what they're doing. They're just ruining the ground. And what you're saying, that all of that shouting at each other about styles, really all styles can be welcome.
I couldn't agree more. A very nice way of putting it. And I mean, the easiest comparison to do is to look at the two PGA Tour events in Hawaii. When you have the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on the plantation course, which is this just gigantic scale property, wildly, heavily rolling, you know, some terrific long views of the ocean, and all kinds of bumps and humps and side slopes, and some real learning to negotiate as you go around that golf course. And then a week later, we go to basically an urban golf course in Wailea, which is flat, it's relatively tight, and there are different strategies, there are different looks, and yet they're both loved by their proponents, even though they couldn't be more different other than they both have 18 holes. And I just like to say there's a place for both styles, both looks, classic and modern, and I think that's the big, big fun and enjoyment factor when you have variety in golf course design.
That's great. That's exactly how I feel about it. Everyone is different and everyone has its beauty. And everybody loves to just comment on things and create controversy. I think that's the most, you know, let's talk about this. Let's debate this. Let's go straight to Steph Curry. You were following this story about Steph Curry wanting to host a PGA Tour event in the Bay Area.
Sure.
It looks like that they've chosen the site, and I don't think it's the one that everyone thought it would be. I guess it's maybe, because it isn't official. Is it Lake Merced?
Yeah, right now they're homing in more on Lake Merced. There was a fair amount of talk that it might come to this redesigned public golf course called Corica Park that Rees Jones just redid with the folks that manage the place. They did a fantastic job. It's very close to the Oakland airport and easily accessible. But I think they still have some infrastructure issues and also making a golf course maybe challenging enough in a short period of time. I mean, give Mr. Curry his credit. He is a golf fanatic. He's really skilled at the game. And for him to want to devote his time, perhaps some money, into hosting a PGA Tour event, it's phenomenal. It just couldn't be better for golf. He's just so popular. And in Lake Merced, yes, it's a private club, but at least for the time being, if that's the host, they have great experience in hosting the LPGA Tour as well. And they've also hosted some USGA National Championships.
So then it makes sense that way.
If it's Lake Merced, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it would be a fine site.
Yeah. I don't know the area, and you travel. What was that I read that you've been in 35 countries, and how many different golf courses have you played?
It's up over 1,800, and I haven't been pushing it in recent years too much, but, you know, they add up. Yep. I started pretty young and got fanatical about it early on, and then, you know, kind of eased off a little bit. But, yeah, I've been lucky enough. I got to play in Vietnam about a month ago with Greg Norman. That was fun, and that was my 35th country. I played in Argentina in June with Robert Trent Jones Jr., and that was country number 34. That was a blast. And then I've done all 50 states, and I love the fact that I've just gotten to see a little bit of America in doing all 50 states.
Yeah. Greg Norman, what's he up to in Vietnam, if I may ask?
Vietnam, believe it or not, is by far the most active place, destination in the world for new golf course construction. Just like China was 10 years ago, Korea to an extent before that, Vietnam, they have decided you know, to say we want the Asian money, the leisure market, the upscale leisure market. And so as more and more Vietnamese acquire a little more wealth, they've also looked at a great place to live. So between Greg Norman, who has three top-ranked Vietnamese courses, one of them just opened, with many more on the books, Jack Nicklaus, Trent Jones Jr., and Brian Curley of Schmidt Curley, Vietnam is an absolute hotbed for new golf courses.
Wow, I had no idea. I mean, I know it's difficult.
And now you do.
Yeah, I know it's difficult to open them in the States now when it was booming in the 80s and 90s. It's kind of, you know, softened the market for new golf courses. And so I've heard that the golf course architects are going international and opening up, but I didn't know it was Vietnam. I was also interested in your story about the three top Scottish courses to play that you probably haven't ever heard. the Nairn, Brora, and Glen Eagles, and it's not the Glen Eagles you think we're talking about. This is very cool. If you Google Joe Passoff, you'll find pictures, and it'll have his stories that he's most recently written. But which one did you like? Is there a better Nairn, Brora, or Glen Eagles, the Queen's course?
I mean, what I love about them and why they deserve a little more illumination is all three of them are so much fun. You know, sometimes you can be playing in the wind and rain over there at one of the championship courses that hosts the British Open, and, you know, you're having a great time, but you're really getting beat up. None of these three courses are a beat down. Each and every one, you say, if it's sunny, you're just absolutely enamored, and even if the weather is not so good, you know you're having a good time because all three of them are on the shortish side. Nairn's a little longer and what I would call a true championship course. It just gets overlooked because it's so close to Royal Dornoch, which is one of the top 10 or 15 golf courses in the world. But it hosted a Walker Cup and some other good events. Glen Eagles, of course, has a Ryder Cup course and a Solheim Cup course that Jack Nicklaus designed, and then also another tournament course called the Kings. But the Queens is shorter, an absolute charmer. And then Brora might be my favorite of all. There's cows roaming the links. It touches the water. So you're playing seaside. It's a fairly easy walk, but a couple of little hills. And that's the magic of Scottish golf. It's not so much playing all the trophy courses, but playing the town courses that are a little off the beaten path, and you come to understand why Scottish people have embraced golf for 500 years.
Yeah, it's the stroll, the walk, and it's just,
that's it.
You know, it's just wonderful being part of the land and feeling it. And it's there's nothing like it. I've never experienced it. I've not been to Scotland or to Ireland, but when you go onto a golf course and you just let yourself feel it and hear it. It's a wonderful feeling just walking the course. That's why I suggest anybody, you don't want to play 18, doesn't matter. Play 3, play 9. it'll make you refreshed and re-energized. On a final note, I just wanted to bring up, this is Joe Passoff, Golf Writer Association of America award-winning golf journalist, and he's been chosen as the 2019 recipient of the American Society of Golf Course Architects Donald Ross Award. Last year, it was George H.W. Bush who won. I thought that was very cool. I saw the picture of you with President Bush on your Twitter feed.
You know, unfortunately, to lose an American hero, you know, just in the last week or so, you look at it and you look at the remarkable things he did for our country, no question about it. And then you look at some of the other interests that he had, and, you know, one of them was golf. He loved to play, and what was great about George Bush most of all was he probably played faster than anybody else. You know, that anybody's played golf with. And I love the comments that Jim Nance made about, you know, about that. So, sure, to follow somebody who did so much, you know, not for our country, I haven't done that, but looking at what he did for golf, his love for the game, and the fact that he chose to emphasize playing quickly, which is good for all of us, you know, I'm very proud to receive this award. especially following in his footsteps.
Yes, exactly. And I thought it was so cute. He didn't really care about his score. He would brag about how quickly he finished his round. That was his trophy, you know, and that it really is, you know. Talk about, he should have been a pace of play proponent.
Yeah, I mean, I want to score as low as the next guy. I mean, I'm competitive, but I also know that when you play quick, there's less stress, you don't overthink things, and your rhythm just inevitably is better because you're moving through, you know, at a really good pace. So it's a good lesson learned.
It's excellent. Finally, I want to bring up a golf course architect that I had not even known about, but I know all of his golf courses. Riviera, Bel Air, Los Angeles Country Club, George C. Thomas. Why doesn't he get more, you know, respect?
Great question, Danielle. You know, I had fun talking about George Thomas with Gil Hands, the architect who redid Los Angeles Country Club, and just absolutely fell in love with all of Thomas's concepts. I think the bigger issue is that Thomas was born with a silver spoon. He was a very wealthy man, did not accept fees for his design services. He just enjoyed it. But after 1927, he got bored.
That's good.
With all that great work, and he just stopped designing.
Oh.
His old pal and the guy that would build the actual course, Billy Bell, grew to be a very famous architect, as did his son. They did significant work in Hawaii. But Thomas himself decided he would rather pursue Pacific game fish. And he studied it and wrote a book about it. And it's just so curious. So his courses were pretty much based in the West Coast. So you didn't have the East Coast media. You didn't have as many USGA national championships. And ultimately, LA's Big Three are his showpieces. And now that they've been restored, people finally know that name again a little bit. But, yeah, he doesn't match up in the recognition department with Donald Ross or Alistair McKenzie or A.W. Tillinghast, but he sure should.
Yeah, because those courses are tremendous. I mean, I just wanted to go look at the Riviera Clubhouse and go, you know, sneak a peek of the golf course because it's very private. And they said, nope. You need credentials. It's kind of like going to the Masters, you know. Nope, I'm sorry, we can't have you come in. Joe Passon.
Well,
yes,
exactly. There's so many celebrities in LA, you know, they've got to guard a little bit.
Absolutely.
Know, for people like you and me to try to get in there.
Exactly. You know, us looky loos.
That's it.
American Society of Golf Course Architects 2019 recipient of the ASGCA Donald Ross Award, Joe Passoff. It's so good to talk with you. We need to talk some more. You need to stay in touch with me. Tell me when you're going places. We can, you know, we can chat. I'd love that.
Shall do, Danielle. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. Coming back, we've got Ricky Potts from Tiburon. Yes, it's the QBE shootout. It's underway, and I think it's really cool to see a young lady doing so well. I mean, she's complimenting her player. We'll tell you who those people are if you don't know right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA Hilo, KORL Waianae, Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. They're having their holiday sale and their warehouse clearance through December 21st. Honda EB2800, the EG2800, the generator, $999. Honda EU3000s for $2199. Get on down there and check it out. Husqvarna models at closeout pricing and a whole lot more. Okay, we're going to go to Florida now. Florida, here we come, because we've got Lexi Thompson playing with a young man that we know, Tony Finau, and they're in the QBE shootout. And over there at Tiburon Golf Golf Club, we have Ricky Potts, the director of marketing, on the show. He's been on before. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ricky.
Hey, great to talk to you, and excited for another exciting weekend here in Naples for the QBE shootout.
Yeah, two-person teams, probably the highest-ranked PGA Tour golfers willing to play. Lexi Thompson, the only female, so they have to say. Two-person teams, I love it. 3 days, 54 holes, scramble, modified alternate shot, final round, four-ball competition, $3.4 million purse. You've been a busy guy, because not only was the LPGA their final tour event there, now you've got the QBE shootout.
Yes, it's been a really busy start to the year, to our season, I guess, for the end of our year is the start of the season. We had, right before the LPGA Tour was here, we hosted Trone Cup, which is a humongous event for Trone, the company that manages Tiburon Golf Club. We had over 260 players from over 100 facilities worldwide here for an event. Took 2 weeks off to prep for the LPGA, 2 weeks later the PGA, and season starts in a couple of weeks. So, yes, it's a busy place here in Naples.
Has it been raining?
You know, no, it hasn't. Actually, there's rain in the forecast for tomorrow, but we haven't had, I haven't seen a rain in a few weeks, to be honest. Maybe a little bit overnight, but the weather has been perfect. The highs today were in the low to mid-80s, and just it's almost too hot, to be honest, for a December golf tournament. But it's fun to spend our winters basking in the sun and having to apply more sunscreen.
Yes, and have you been able to get on the course and follow some of the action?
You know, I haven't been spending a lot of time on the course with only such a small field. I mean, only 24 players in the field. It's, I look at that as a way to let the fans have more access to get closer to the players. I do spend a lot of time with the media as well as in Expo Alley. We have a booth in Expo Alley trying to do, giveaways and promotions. Mercedes is a big sponsor of this event, and they've got cars all over the property. And then we're also doing a lot of events for our members. Last night we had the Ben Allen Band. We had over 150 members come out for that. The night before that, we had a huge gala at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort in Naples. Darius Rucker, who just made an announcement that he and Hootie and the Blowfish are going back on tour, was here. And Charles Kelly from the band Lady Antebellum, they played a show. On Tuesday, there was a pairings party for the two-day pro-am. There's so many things going on that I sometimes get lost in the fact that there's actually a golf tournament going on.
You're out at night having a grand time, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm not getting a lot of sleep this week. That is certain.
It sounds like a lot of fun. The last time we talked, we were talking about new golf course, golf carts on your courses.
Yeah, so we actually have gone through a couple of iterations. We got brand new golf carts. We have golf boards, which are so much fun. And both of our golf courses here at Tiburon have been remastered in the last 2 years. It's pretty cool to see the gold course kind of coming into what it is expected by these tour players. And, you know, I was just yesterday, I'm sitting in Sydney's Pub, our restaurant here, where they do player dining, and talking to a couple of guys, and these players are just, they're blown away by the course conditions. And I look at that, and I play this course all the time, right? And to hear some of the best players in the world, both LPGA and PGA Tour players, talking about how much they look forward to this event because of the course conditions, and that it gets better every year. And at the same time, turn around and talk to Jeff Cathy, our director of agronomy, who, he's not even happy with the course conditions because they're not as good as he thinks they can be.
No, and Jeff was on the show.
That's just really exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. Now, didn't Greg Norman come in and didn't you rework some of the black course, was it?
We did. So the gold course was remastered in 2016, right before Troon took over. The black course was remastered in 2017, and we've been putting some money from the black course remastering back into the gold course. So it's actually really neat to be able to see changes continuously happening on property. We are in the process of a two-phase bunker renovation on our gold course this year. We've spent a lot of time with our fairway bunkers. Next year we'll do greenside bunkers. That Hurricane Irma that ripped through last year did not help that, but it, mentioning Hurricane Irma, you'd be shocked playing this golf course thinking, wow, there was a Category 5 hurricane here a year ago, and you know, you would never know it. And the team, tip of the cap to everyone on our agronomy team for just continuously working and trying to make this product as good as it is, even better every day.
Did you lose all the sand in your bunkers when Irma came through?
We had a lot of flooding. We lost a lot of the stacked sod wall bunkers because of the rain and because of the flooding. We lost about 1,700 trees. We lost about 1,000 roof tiles. You know, and all of that happened here, we were open the Tuesday after the storm. So as busy as it made us, we were still able to get the course secure and back open for our members and guests to enjoy. And that was kind of a, for us, more than just, you know, driving rounds and revenue, it was to be able to give people something else to think about besides the fact that they may have damage in their house. They can come out and play some golf and get away from the troubles at home and to get lost on the golf course for a couple of days.
Yeah, and the people who work there, too, to be able to come back to work and have some routine in their life, that was really important. So this is Ricky Potts, he's the director of marketing at Tiburon Golf Club and the Ritz-Carlton. So tell us why we should come over and visit.
Well, let's just start with the fact that today there's not a chance of a cloud, and it's 85 degrees and sunny. Let's start there. Wherever anybody else is, except for you maybe in Hawaii, it's cold pretty much everywhere else in the country. We have two different Ritz-Carlton towers on our campus. The Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort Naples sits literally next, a short par 3 next to our clubhouse. We've got two championship golf courses, the Gold Course, which hosts, like we're talking, the QBE Shootout, and the LPGA CME Group Tour Championship. We have our newly remastered Black Course. We've got an awesome restaurant. We've got access to a pool. We've got tennis courts. We've got a fitness center. We've got pretty much anything that someone would want to experience at a stay-and-play type of venue. We've got it right here in Naples. And we're not too far from the Fort Myers Airport, so it's a very easy in-and-out access to be able to get down to Naples. And there's not a lot of accessible clubs in Naples. A lot of the facilities down here are private, but we are a semi-private club, so we do have access to tee times for those that are either staying at the Ritz-Carlton or living here in Southwest Florida.
Okay, so when a lot of people come here to Hawaii, they bring a whole crew of kids. What am I going to do? What are they going to do while I'm out on the golf course?
Well, if you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton, there's about 40 things they could do. They've got family fun centers. They've got a pool. The pool at the Ritz-Carlton is about as big as it gets, and they've got a lot of different things to do there. We don't have anything here at the club for that, but they definitely at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort Naples have a lot of things that can keep the kids busy. They have an awesome spa over there. They've got a fitness center as well. And just, it's very easy to, you know, if you stay at the Ritz-Carlton, you can almost forget there's a golf course right next door because there's so many things to keep you busy at the hotel as well.
It sounds wonderful. I think we should, right now it's kind of wet and breezy. We've got some nice northeasterlies, 15 to 30 miles per hour. I'm watching the beautiful palm fronds sway as you would, you know, just they're dancing in the wind here. It's a day when I wouldn't mind 80 degrees, but then again, we've had it so warm, it's nice to feel the cool, and it's nice to hear about where you're at, Ricky Potts, marketing director at Tiburon. It's a beautiful, beautiful. Who designed that hotel? I love the look of it.
So the hotel is part of the Ritz-Carlton. So the Ritz-Carlton manages both the Ritz-Carlton on the beach as well as the one here at the golf course. And that is a separate entity. They are partners of ours, whereas Troon manages the operations of the golf course. Greg Norman developed and built both of the golf courses here at Tiburon, so it's kind of ironic that he's the host of the QB Shootout that happens to be at Tiburon, and they're actually celebrating 30 years of that event this year. So it's a big deal. That logo is plastered all over the property. Actually, I saw it yesterday in the pub. They had little desserts that had the logo on the dessert, and I'm like, how good is that?
That's great.
You've got the 30th anniversary logo on your brownie.
Yes.
And Norman has done a really good job with the remastering of both courses. One of the things that, if anyone's familiar with Greg and his design, he never uses rough, traditional rough. And with the black course remastering, due to feedback we have received over the years from members and guests, we were able to get him to approve traditional rough on our black course. So now you can have two totally different experiences. They are completely different. You would never know you were in Southwest Florida on our black course because it's narrow fairways, and the bunkers are not stacked sidewall like they are on the gold course, a little bit more narrow, a couple of pretty severe dog legs, and just a lot of use of coquina, and just a really different feel. And our members like that because if they play on the black course today, they can play the gold course tomorrow and have a completely different golf experience.
Ricky Potts, Director of Marketing, Tiburon Naples, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thank you. I look forward to talking to you again soon, and make sure you follow the hashtag QB Shootout this weekend to follow all the action.
All the action. It's happening now. A lot not yet on the course as I watch Snedeker and Horschel shoot up from the bottom to mid, but of course the leaders have not teed off yet. That would be Na and DeChambeau, McDowell and Griot, and Kizire and Harmon. They're going to be vying for a great score. They've all come in yesterday with 59s. That's because of the modified formats. We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much for being on the show. Fred Torres, owner and creator, Slot Shot. Coming up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Yeah, the way the wind is blowing, you're going to have to get over to Aloha Power Equipment and get some help to get everything back in order again. Fred Torres is owner and creator of Slot Shot. Welcome into the clubhouse, Fred.
Aloha, Danielle, and Hawaii. Aloha from the beautiful cold weather of Oregon.
Yes. And, you know, I was going over thinking, what Fred Torres sent me his first design that he would actually show people. And Slot Shot came out at the PGA 2017 Fashion and Demo Experience. Sold out. Everyone. Okay?
Yeah.
That was his first production run. Were you blown away when you didn't have anything to give anymore? Couldn't sell
anything? Yeah, it was an overwhelming response and a lot of interest. And I'm like, oh, no, I need product.
I need product. Then at the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show, the big show. That's the big show in Florida. Out of the hundreds of inventions presented, the Slot Shot voted number 6 in the top 10 training aids at the PGA Merchandise Show. Very good for a first showing, I'd say. So
yeah.
What is a Slot Shot? People may be asking themselves, what are they talking about? Fred Torres, the creator, tell us.
Well, the Slot Shot pretty much says it all in the name, Slot Shot. You always want to keep in plane and in the slot. And what I've created came from, you know, the old training aids, the towel, the glove, the head cover, but that kept falling to the ground, so I needed something to stay with me on my waistline, on my pocket, so the Slot Shot was created. There were 9 different prototypes, 9 different designs, and I finally found one that fit the patent guidelines and regulations. Nobody had the design, so I was awarded the patent in 2017, and that's when I started making prototypes, and I was, you know, very glad that I was awarded that patent.
Absolutely, considering all the work that's done for swing aids, and that's what we're talking about, a swing aid. So Slot Shot, what you do is you put it underneath your arm, and in the golf swing, you have to keep your arm close to your body. And if you have to hold on to something, that's why some tour players put a towel under their arm. But you found, Fred, that didn't work so good because, like you said, it would fall out. And that's what drove you to – was that what drove you to get the Slot Shot? What was the aha moment for you to come up with this idea?
The aha moment was golfing at the plantation and at Kapalua. And I'm like, oh, man. What a game. Tough. So there were 2 choices. Leave the game or you become better. So I decided to become better. And you know, believe it or not, this helped me stay in the slot. It helped me keep connected. You know, the purpose of Slot Shot will promote shoulder rotation, connectivity, post-impact arm extension, Slot Shot releases. And you keep doing that eventually. You will have your swing in plane, and, you know, of course, with everything, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, your body has to get the muscle memory's got to start kicking in, and you don't get muscle memory if you never teach it anything.
Yes.
Right? So what you do is you put it under. Now, why do you have, you've got a band wrapped around there, right? So it stays with you all the time? Tell us more about this.
Yes, I have an adjustable cord that attaches to your belt loop or your pant pocket. And, you know, there's different ways of using it. And I'm actually producing a training video. And, you know, there's more things coming up. It's going to be the Slot Shot training system, where you'll be in plane, you'll be target, you know, it'll focus on everything on the golf. You know, I'm a student of golf, and, you know, everybody that needs to learn about golf, you have to study the game, study mechanics. Like your speakers before me, they talk about joints, and it's a systematic thing. So,
yes,
I love it.
I love it. Exactly. Fred Torres is from Maui and, of course, grew up in Hawaii. And where do you work?
I work at the Ka'anapalialii Hotel as the hotel manager for the moment.
Do you think Slot Shot is going to take you around the world?
Yes. In fact, I was invited to the British Golf Show in May. And, you know, of course, everything strategic planning, financial, product, moving product there. It's a lot of mechanics to do that.
Yeah, getting like loans and things might be a really good idea, because Golfers love to have something to help them. And this is something that, just name some of the golfers who use the towel, some of the people who have been famous in using an aid like this.
Yes. You know, there was this gentleman who came to the PGA show, and I didn't have any product to sell, but I gave him a prototype. And boy, did he just use that prototype to every advantage of the golf swing. And I went back to him. I said, hey, I need to send you what this thing really does. You know, it works on your chipping, your putting, your irons, your woods, your driving, and you'll pick up yardage once you learn the system.
It's wonderful. So some say even if a golfer doesn't feel they have balance or a swing path or contact or accuracy issues, that they still need this slot shot.
Yes.
Why? Why would you need it if you don't have any problems?
To be consistent. Like it says, connected, perfected. You always got to always stay connected. If you if you don't golf 2-3 weeks, and you sometimes you can feel you got better, or sometimes you need help. So practice makes perfect. Connected, perfected. And that's what we want to achieve.
Where can I get one?
Slotshot.golf.
Slotshot.golf. That's .golf is your website.
Yes, it is.
Slotshot.golf. Slotshot.golf. Okay, so if you know somebody who's a golfer and they're really into it, this would be something that they'd be fascinated by. And Fred Torres, you're coming out with a video?
Yes, I am. It's a training video. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. I got a lot of footage. And I'm working closely with my good friend, Claude Brousseau.
And your friend, Claude Brousseau. That's so exciting that the two of you guys are working together.
Oh, man, it was awesome when we both started connecting. I'm like, whoa, all right. I need Claude.
Exactly. We all need Claude. He's over at the Kahili course on Maui. And Fred Torres, of course, is at Ka'anapali. I just am very excited. Can you tell me, where are you actually getting your product produced now? Because the last time we spoke, getting your prototype put into production was one of your biggest concerns.
Yes. I found a marketing person who had connections overseas. And, of course, with this tariff bill coming into play, that might force me to make it in the U.S. And that's why, I had several opportunities to go Long Beach, Florida, and then now Oregon. And I selected Oregon to be the central so that it could be made in the USA.
Oh, great. So that's why you're in Oregon. I thought you were visiting family.
Yeah, that too.
So it serves,
my girlfriend's here.
Yeah, your girlfriend's there, so it's dual purposes. That's perfect. So you can be in Oregon for business and for pleasure and for family. Nice.
Yeah.
I have some friends, Photo Ball Marker. They're based in Oregon, and they do great work, too. And you have your – who's going to be making it?
Right now, we're still deciding. And my next order is ready for the PGA show. I'm having 10,000 units shipped in January.
Gosh.
I'll be ready for that. Last year I had prototypes, and if I had products, it would have been sold out. And there's a lot of universities that have golf schools are very interested. Of course, every entrepreneur's dream is to have somebody buy your company.
Oh, there you go. Create it and sell it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then next creation is...
Yes. Do you have any ideas for the next creation?
Yes. It'll focus on target and path, pretty much using the slot shot together.
Oh, my goodness. Now, for those of you who don't golf, the slot, tell us what the slot is, okay? That's what I've been trying to get to. A lot of people listen, they don't golf. What's the slot?
The slot is pretty much the plane that you're... golf swing, you want to achieve a golf swing hit to impact the ball. So pretty much the slot shot will help you focus on the shoulder rotation and being in the slot, which they call it, your plane before you hit the ball, and you know, follow through. So that'll achieve, you know, every golfer's dream, a perfect golf swing. So the slot shot with practice shall help you achieve that.
That's awesome. Okay, simplify your slot. Slot shot engineered to promote the upper body, proper upper body setup, allowing the proper shoulder rotation during your backswing, consistent sequence through and immediately following impact. So in other words, you see those perfect swings on television and they just seem to do the same thing over and over again. Most of us can't do that unless you practice all the time. And even then, you need to have a little something to remind your body of where it needs to be to go into the backswing, come down, follow through, come down, hit the ball, follow through, and then you just do that over and over. That's the slot. And this slot shot helps you get into that position that your body's supposed to be in so the shoulder can rotate perfectly. Thank you, Fred Torres, for being on the show. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha to everybody. Aloha. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Fred. Have fun and let us know who's going to be building your slot shot. And I'll think very, very positive thoughts about finding somebody to buy your company so you can retire and go. Bye, Fred.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to have a windy day. Okay, a wind advisory until 6 p.m. for Lanai, Kaho'olawe, Maui, Central Valley. And there's also a wind advisory until 6 p.m. for South Big Island, and that's until Sunday. So all of these wind advisories going until Sunday. And if you look outside and see the way everything's swaying in the wind, you can understand why. So mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers. Leeward will be partly cloudy with isolated showers. We're getting a lot of rain on the town side, a lot of wind, of course, as well. And this is going to go on those northeasterly winds, 15 to 30 miles per hour, pretty much forecast through the weekend into Sunday. And then Monday, things are going to shift a little bit with the easterlies coming 15 to 30. So we're still going to have the gusty winds. If you are tempted to want to get out there and play a round of golf, let me run through the islands quick. Volcano has a 1040. We've got Poipu Bay with a 920. We've got Kapolei had an 830, and I bet you that one's gone already. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 1030 for you. Makaha East at 10 o'clock, and the Kahili course has an 11 o'clock if you'd like to get over there. Maui Nui, they've got the throwback tournament, and the pros have to use persimmon. So it's teams with professionals using persimmon clubs, and that'll be fun to watch. Not easy to hit, but I bet they'll do well. I want to thank our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Get on over. They've got this holiday sale going on and warehouse clearance through December 21st. Take advantage of the pricing with the Honda EB2800 and EG2800 generators, only $9.99. The Honda EU3000s for $21.99. The steel and the also Echo chainsaws are just starting at $199 with a free chain thrown in, by the way. Echo weed whackers starting at $299. Husqvarna models are at closeout pricing. Also, thank you, Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, the sewer pipes, if they break, or mud inundates your home, you got to call Oahu Extraction 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. That's their guarantee. 808-201-2140. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. A new build, a renovation, or a repair. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. That's Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone, master craftsman turning your project, your building, your warehouse. The showroom is in your warehouse. They use concrete. You would never believe it. Do you want to win golf balls? Nani's asking, yes, of course you want to win golf balls. 808-546-5675. 808-546-5675. Ninth caller wins. And of course, you can't have one in the last 6 months because we like to give everybody a chance. So I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time when you're getting out on the golf course. It's going to be fun today to watch that ball blow around. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.